24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Hey, what's up, my friend? Welcome to this brand new episode of the Results of a BS Show. And let me ask you this question. How would you like to attract money in hand clients? All right, now that's not a concept I came up with. That's actually a concept my Desiree came up with, who actually you're going to hear from in today's podcast. She actually talks about how she attracts money in hand clients on a consistent basis and how she consistently attracts high ticket clients for her coaching business and how she uses that to get high ticket corporate I'm speaking in gigs and land a lot of corporate clients and a lot of really, really cool stuff and how it's impacted her life in a big way. And she's also been able to quit her job since actually applying this stuff. So you're going to really get a ton of value from it. I won't talk any further. I won't hold this up anymore because I know you're going to love it. Be ready to take notes and let's go ahead and jump into today's episode. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Marco Russell here and I have the great Desiree Booker here with us today. And she's been having some amazing success in her business. She actually, she was telling me she left her job last year. Now she's just crushing it with her business at a really high level and helping a lot of people through her coaching business, which we're going to talk about. But before we dive in, Desiree, I thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Marco. I'm excited.
Awesome. So basically, the first question I always like to ask is because building businesses, building coaching businesses, entrepreneurship is great. We can make a ton of money. We can do a lot of really cool things, right? However, I always like to know the why. Like, why are you on this entrepreneurial journey? Why did you step out? Why are you even taking on this endeavor and what you're doing with your business?
Right. So first, just to share with your audience, I am a mid-career professional of color focusing on helping people who are mid-career professionals of color. So I'm a career coach, and my entire brand is about empowering people of color to be successful both in and outside of the workplace. And recently, I expanded to help companies to attract, develop, and retain diverse talent. I was a very high achiever. I went to Spelman College. I worked for some of the top media brands in the world, like MSNBC, NBC Universal. I always found myself in places where I didn't see a lot of people who looked like me, because the higher you go, the smaller the circle starts to go. And I got tired of experiencing the phenomenon of being the only Black person and experiencing imposter syndrome and feeling like I got to where I was going by luck and that I didn't really deserve to be there. And I started to use my voice to help coach people kind of in a free capacity years and years ago. And I started to realize that it was a skill that I could use to make money and really build a brand and a business for myself. So really the reason why I do this is one, to create the life and the freedom that I want for myself and my family long-term. So, I realized that having all the sexy jobs on my resume, the big name brands were not going to give me the financial freedom. It wasn't going to give me the wealth that I want to create or create a vehicle for me to get there. And I was essentially working twice as hard in my full-time role than I am in my full-time business. So, being able to create that life is one big piece of it. But honestly, I have purpose in my work right now. So, what I do, I'm very passionate about it. And, it's a blessing just to be able to get up every day excited to jump into my business because I know I'm making an impact in a big way.
Awesome. I love it. And here's the really cool thing, that you're actually an action taker. So I remember us meeting at the Social Proof Conference. Mm-hmm. And the Social Proof Conference is actually coming up again here in a few months. Mm-hmm. And we actually had a conversation at the Social Proof Conference. You saw my talk. You scheduled a call. We had a conversation literally right there. And you was like, let's do this. And now we're not even a year yet. And you're already like making amazing strides. So let me ask you this. So obviously, because when we met, you were already doing some things. You already had your course. You was already, making some things happen. So you had some forward momentum, which is fantastic. I love to work with individuals who have some forward momentum. Mm-hmm. So tell me what was going on, prior to us working together. So before joining the program, what were you already doing online? What was frustrating about it? How frustrating was it? Kind of tell us about what was going on before we connected.
Yeah, so before I found you, I was really just having a hard time positioning myself as just not another career coach, because there's a lot of other career coaches out there, but I feel that, I know that my delivery, the value that I add, and, the people, the community I serve, it really helps me to create kind of a standout product, right? So I knew I had a good product, but I was oh my God, I was underselling myself so much. I had, my course was like a 5-week program, and I was, my clients on average were coming out with at least 20K raises. They were getting jobs at like LinkedIn, Spotify, HBO. And at the time I was only charging at one point like $5.97. Then I charged $7.97. And I thought I was doing something, you know, when I got up to $7.97. And then I met you and you were talking about high ticket. And I was like, what is this world of high ticket coaching programs? I had no idea that you could even charge the amount that people charge for their services. And when I saw that, when I saw your presentation, I was just immediately intrigued to learn more. I was sold by your confidence, by the step-by-step process that you laid out in the presentation. I can tell that you were weeding out people who just weren't a good fit for your coaching, right? So it takes a certain mindset to invest in high ticket programs. And I was there because I wanted to learn how to get more clients, how to raise my prices and feel confident doing it. Right. So, I was able to do that. And also I learned from you how to create a done for you service. That's more expensive as well. So at the time I was only doing a done with you option, which was group coaching, but I had clients who were like busy, who didn't want to do group coaching, who wanted that one-on-one attention, but I had no services for them. So now I have two different options and I actually book more done for you now than I do done with you.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Done for you is definitely it's easy to sell.
Yeah.
And people jump on the done for you for sure. They like, I can just pay you extra and you do it for me.
100%. It's convenient. Yes. They're like, it's look, I know I don't want to jump into this myself. And the work that I do is very tedious. Like when you're mapping out people's, you know, career marketing materials and writing in their voice and trying to really position them as an authority in their area of expertise, it's a lot of work and people don't want to touch it. So I don't know why I didn't think about it sooner, but, and that even kind of brings me to another point. I think the biggest thing as well was outsourcing and getting help, because I was doing everything myself and I was so overwhelmed and in the weeds on like operational things, admin things. And I think working with you really, working with you really exposed me to systems and processes to really make things simpler, and understanding what do I need to really focus my time and attention on and what can be outsourced so that I can free up more mental space and time to be able to focus on the money-making activities.
Awesome. So I know you said that the biggest thing you want to transit, you want to leave your job so you can do more purposeful work.
Yes.
You know, and decrease your revenue and all that good stuff. What other benefits you would say that you were looking for as a result of getting your business to where you wanted to be?
Yeah, I wanted to land more speaking opportunities too, because with the speaking, it builds credibility and it gives me exposure, and I've been able to do that. So I think that even just how I describe my services and myself on social media, how I word my content on my sales pages, when I sell on webinars and live events, there are certain buzzwords and keywords that I have learned from your program that make all the difference in whether or not a person is just going to be kind of a sidewalker or whether they're going to be running to me like money out, I want to sign up. So that was big. Like, I mean, I think a huge win was recently I ran an ad on Coryell's page like a few months ago. Mm-hmm. And the ad, it was a meme style ad. And I learned how to write the exact copy on that ad in your program. And my ad was the top performing one for like ever on her page. And she now uses my ad to help other business owners who advertise with her on Small Business Saturday. So literally it was just a simple meme post. It was very authoritative and it was straight to the point. I got like 2,000 followers from that post. I booked so much business. So it's just the words, the copy, like I had no idea how to do that before, and it's paid dividends.
Awesome. I love it. I remember that post. That was it was really good. It was really good.
Thanks.
Awesome. So how has life changed? Like, from a life, because we'll talk about the money and so forth, because the money is great, but how has life changed? So now that you're doing this, you're doing this more purposeful work, attracting the clients you want, money in hand, like how, from a lifestyle standpoint, how does things change?
Yeah. So in terms of my lifestyle, I'm going to start with just like the intrinsic stuff first. Like, I'm just a lot happier overall. I have a lot more balance to be able to manage my personal and my business. I have the ability, well, I have a lot more, I would say, mental capacity to just find out, how could I describe this? I'm able to figure out different ways to monetize my skill now. I felt like when I was in my full-time role, it kind of blocked my creative process, and I was only focused on one thing at a time. But now I'm able to just create multiple streams by leveraging my one skill, which I don't think I was really able to do before. I would say that it's also, And when I need to really like think, because you're always so in the weeds on a day-to-day basis. Like it's hard to take a step out and be like, really, like, how have things changed? I think that I have been a lot more protective of just my peace as well. Like, I think the way that I, you know, catch my limiting thoughts when they're happening. I'm very big on manifestation and meditation, which really helps me to keep balance and to stay focused and productive. And let me know if there's a specific part of that that you want me to focus on. But overall, like, my quality of life has just been better. So, and I'm sure that that's really because I'm just out of that job that wasn't a good fit for me. And, you know, and I'm being recognized for the things that, you know, I love doing most.
I love it. Mm-hmm. So, and I know because prior to you seeing me speak at Social Proof and we connected, had you seen me online prior to then, or that was your first exposure to me?
That was my first exposure to you. That was actually my first conference that I had gone to that was specifically geared towards entrepreneurs.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool. What would you say was the biggest thing that made you connect and say, you know, because like, well, I know we chatted afterwards and we talked about the investment and so forth, and it was a significant investment, but you was like, you know, let's do it. So what would you say was the biggest thing that made you connect and say, you know, let's go ahead and do it? What made you pull the trigger?
Something about you, excuse me. It was just something about you that I trusted. You know, I'm a very perceptive person. I'm very good at reading people. I pay attention to what's coming out of your mouth, what your body language is saying. I pay attention to the details of the presentation. And there was just something about you. And I listened to a lot of speakers that day, you know, and I strategically picked the sessions that I wanted to go to. But when we, you know, the presentation gave me enough information to want to learn more. And when we talked, I just felt like I was in good hands, you know, and I didn't feel like you were going to, you know, mess me over or sell me a fallacy. And it turned out to be a great fit. So I think the trust factor is huge. You know, there are a lot of people out there who are saying that they can do what you do and promise the same results, but it's just, everybody's just not a good fit for me in terms of their personality and how they work and how they move. So, you know, you got the gold tooth, you always dress down, like, you know, you're just very straightforward. And I know that you talk about how some people say you need to change those parts of yourself to be more professional, but I was like, you know, when I came home and talked to my boyfriend, I was like, hey, I met this marketing coach, he got gold teeth, I like him. So, so you know what, like, I just trusted you, and I felt like, you know, we had a lot in common from a personality standpoint.
Nice, I appreciate that. So you mentioned your boyfriend, so how does he feel about all this, now I won't say the new Desiree, because you're the same Desiree, you just kind of stepped up into where you want to be, so. How's your boyfriend feel about all this?
His name's Stan.
How does Stan feel about all this?
Yeah, you know what's crazy is that, and I'm gonna reverse engineer this story, but long story short, he actually left his job a week ago to pursue his DJing and event business full time, and to pursue his to become a fitness instructor or a fitness coach. But anyway, going back to when I first made the decision to leave my role, we talked about it first. I shared it with my mom as well. And they weren't the most supportive of the decision at first. And it was because they were very loyal to, you know, getting a consistent paycheck. You know, I didn't have everything figured out. And I felt like I was always waiting for the perfect time to do something. And I realized, like, you know, I need to stop waiting for perfect and just work with what I have. And I just wanted to make the leap. And they couldn't really understand that. Nonetheless, he supported me regardless. Like, you know, he was like, if this is something that you feel like you need to do, I'm going to support you, but I'm a little bit nervous. I'm not sure. Like, it was, there wasn't a lot of confidence that it would work out, right? Yeah. So once I started, you know, just reading more books, listening to more podcasts, you know, coming to coaching calls and things like that, like the way that I thought really just started to change. And for lack of a better phrase, I was working on him. Like, you know, I have most of my conversations with him, like when we're just chilling or whatever. And he was very unhappy in his full-time role. And, you know, me being an entrepreneur and having experienced what I've experienced, my first thing was, all right, so how do we get you out of that situation? What do you really want to do? What are you really passionate about? He was working in supply chain and didn't want to do it anymore. So I'm just like, well, I don't believe in doing things that you're not passionate about. If you feel like you're being called more to your business, then do it. And we worked out a plan. We strategized together. It was a lot of positive self-talk, just a lot of coaching together. And, you know, he made that exit, and his last day was actually, I believe, a week ago. So I think that was a huge win, because in the beginning, it just, you know, we weren't on the same page, but him seeing me really walk in my purpose and have success and one minute really not knowing what's going to happen to the next minute, everything coming, falling into place, it made him a believer, right? So it's been able, going back to your question, in terms of how has it impacted my life, it hasn't just impacted me, it's impacted my family, the people that I love the most, and really empowered by seeing me do what I'm doing, it's empowering them to really, really walk in their purpose and pursue their dreams. And a lot of times, those are, you know, entrepreneurial endeavors that they've been sitting on for so long. So, it's really just kind of infectious being able to empower other people to do the same thing, but it's really special when you're able to do that with people you love.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So awesome. So perfect. So let's talk about the steps. Let's talk about the steps. So when you came on board, because a lot of people, they always want to know, like, all right, how do people have success? So when you came on board, what would you say are some of the steps you took to actually come out the gate and get results?
Mm-hmm. Well, the first step is to just jump right in. I think when a lot of people buy coaching programs, they let it sit for too long, and that excitement that you have when you first signed up, it starts to dwindle over time, and you know, people aren't as self-motivated sometimes. So I jumped right in immediately when I signed up and was coming to the coaching calls, and I started to implement immediately, because in my mind I was like, look, you know, I have a lot of reasons, AKA dollar signs, as to why I need to start, getting a return on my investment ASAP. So I jumped in as soon as possible, and I dedicated time. I blocked out time every single week to implement what I was learning. And I understood that it was going to be a process. So I didn't come into the program with unrealistic expectations. I think we talked when we first talked, I let you know what my goals were. And I knew, and you told me what the timeline would look like to get there. And so I felt like, you know, there were times where the average person would just maybe be ready to quit or say, this is not a good fit for me, or maybe this isn't working. Like, I think I had a lot of motivation to just see things through. And then once I started to see some results, and once I sold my first, package at a higher price, I was like, okay, I might have something here. And then at that point, it was just a matter of repetition and consistency. So, you know, I think that was probably the biggest process for me. And then it was like trial and error too. So I would create a lead magnet and then have to tweak some things, and I didn't see the results that, you know, I wanted to see. And then I would make a small tweak, and then next thing you know, I would get more people opting in and attracting more people who could afford me, right? Because when you are a career coach, sometimes you're attracting people who don't have jobs. And that was one thing that I remember us specifically talking about on my lead magnet. I think I was saying before, I can help you land your dream job. And you were like, no, you should be telling people you can help them hit the next level in their career, because the way the words are different, they're going to attract different types of customers. And that was a gold nugget right there. And that hit your dream job thing, that was on all my marketing. And when now my tagline is, I help mid-career professionals of color hit the next level in their career. I would say another part of the process, I get so much positive feedback and so many compliments on just my my core marketing statement. So whenever people ask me who I am, what I do, I have like a one-liner that I, you know, spit. Everybody spits, like, my name is Desiree Booker. I empower people of color to be successful in the workplace while helping companies to attract, develop, and retain diverse talent. People are always like, you know, it's an immediate conversation starter. And I learned how to do that by completing the marketing message worksheet and piecing those sentences together. So that's how I introduce myself at speaking engagements and networking events, when I do my talk to desk segments on social media, like everything. And it's so powerful, such a small thing, but it's so powerful. So I think those are the steps that I'm thinking of top of mind that have been the most impactful for me.
Okay, awesome. Mm-hmm. So let's talk results. I mean, as much as you're willing to share, obviously. What would you say results-wise you've been able to accomplish so far?
Yeah. So I would say that the first thing was increasing my prices. So now my minimum price point is $3,000. And I went down, I went from $797 up to that point. And that's not including all of my done for you packages. So those are higher. And I think that the biggest win was being able to, I think right now I'm at about 15 clients at the new price point. Right. So that's the biggest win. Obviously, quitting my job was the biggest win, and actually being able to sustain myself comfortably and have money to invest in other things, like not worrying so much about coins. I get a lot of speaking engagements. That's another big win. And I think that because you work with service providers, like, that just goes hand in hand. So getting those speaking engagements is another source of revenue for me. And in terms of pricing, like, at my asking price for speaking engagements, that has gone up too, right? So I used to undercharge for those. Like, people used to try to pay me $500 to $1,000 to come do engagements. And, you know, now we're talking at minimum, like, some of my engagements are like $5,000 and up. So, you know, that was a huge win for me. And I would say, let me see, is there anything else that I'm leaving out? And honestly, I think that just kind of on a more softer note, like, being affiliated with you and, you know, there's like a certain community of just like Black entrepreneurs in Atlanta. People seem to know, like, you seem to know the same people and run into the same people. And I think being associated with you and being able to, like, mention your name, saying you're my coach, has helped me get plugged in with the community, you know, because now I have business going with Coriel, and, you know, I'm working with the BYOB Live brand. They're one of my clients with, they're one of my, corporate clients now. And honestly, when I say, like, I mentioned your name to Drew, who's the founder of BYOB Live, you know, oh, I know Marquell, I know him. So it's like being plugged in with that, the Black entrepreneurs in Atlanta who are really killing it. It gives me another level of credibility. So I think, you know, everybody is definitely not going to be a fit for your coaching, because everybody ain't ready. You know, that's just what it is. But I think for the people who are there, who are ready, eager to learn, put in the work and transform, it's 1,000 times worth the investment.
I love it. And I haven't met, so Drew, it's crazy, me and Drew and I, we haven't chatted, but we definitely know each other from being in the same circle. I got to connect with Drew. I got to get on that. When is the BYOB event?
So the retreat is in Miami, Florida this year. It's a Memorial Day weekend, May 23rd through the 24th. So he has everything set up with the conference, but I'm helping him to build out his diversity recruitment partnership. So he has a diverse talent pool right now, because he's been doing the conference for, third year in a row. He's now wanting to connect his talent pool with career opportunities. So we're partnering with talent acquisition teams to form those sponsorship opportunities from a recruiting perspective. And my background is in recruiting and HR and all that stuff. So it just made sense. So now we're pounding the pavement trying to get these sponsorship dollars.
Nice. Let me know if he has any more speaking spots open. I'd definitely love to come out there.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely, for sure. I know that he has a lineup, but I don't think that he has all the sessions filled. So the next time I chat with him next week, I'll ask about it.
Okay. Yeah. Let me know.
Okay. We'll do.
Cool. So, this was good. This was really good. So my next question, my last question, what would you say? So going forward, you got like 2 more questions left. So how do you feel like the results you've been able to accomplish so far, how do you feel like it's going to impact the rest of your life here going forward?
It's almost like once you get a taste, it's no going back. Like, right. You know, there's certain things that you just can't unsee. Like I've been in certain spaces and had made money that, you know, I can't go back to making the money that I was making, having to work like 80, 90 hours a week for a company. Like I just can't even fathom going back to my old way of life. So now I just have this hustle to see how far I can go, how far I can push myself and grow the business. And, you know, now I'm thinking about like, I think next year, on my radar is really like looking at podcasting opportunities, like starting a podcast, but also creating a membership community. So I think that I'm always trying to figure out ways that I can create, get a consistent like passive coin, and not have to, you know, put in as much effort, because eventually one day I want to just be able to survive solely off of passive income. So I just think bigger now, Marquel, just to simply put, I think bigger and I want better and I know I will have better. It's just a matter of the ways in which the universe is going to bring those opportunities into my life, but I don't even worry about anything anymore because I know that it's a done deal. So I'm so thankful for all the experiences I've had in 2019 to create all this transformation in my life. And I'm just excited to continue growing and prospering and, you know, me and more people like you.
I love it. So I won't keep you much longer. Last question. If you have one thing to say to the audience about this process or who may be considering working with us, what would you say?
Just get ready for total transformation. You know, I would say if you want to work with Marquel and his team, then you need to be at a point where you're ready for your entire world, like not just your professional life, but your personal life, everything to be transformed for the better, because you really do a good job of connecting the dots in terms of how your personal life is so much affected by your business life, how it's important to understand that why and have a strong reason to stay consistent and to not really quit and give up on yourself. So, you know, you might be coming into the program to learn how to automate your business, to get more leads, to learn how to be a better marketer, but you're gonna come out on the other end with so much more than that. And you just have to be ready for it. You have to be patient and you just got to understand that you're in good hands, you know, and trust the process. That's the one sentence that would sum it all up is trust the process, because it's worked for so many people and it could definitely, it's going to work for you too.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So without a bit there, so for those of you who are listening right now and you considering working with us, so you're a coach, you want to grow your business, you want to get more clients at higher prices, clients you actually enjoy working with. If that sounds like something you like to do, there'll be a button around this video somewhere or a link where you can click on to get more details about how we can potentially work together. And then we'll see if it's a good fit for all parties. And then we'll talk about some options. So it'll be around here somewhere. But Desiree, thank you so much for being here. Definitely appreciate you. I know you got a lot of great things going. You're busy. So I appreciate you taking some time out of your schedule to be here with us.
Of course, anytime, anything you need me to do, I'm only one call, one DM away. So I appreciate you.
I love it. So again, the link of the button to be around this video somewhere, you can get some more details about how we work with clients and what we can help you do if it's a good fit. Click on that button right now. And until the next one, have a phenomenal day because you absolutely deserve it. Talk to you soon.
All right.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.